Hello. I'm Lynn, and welcome to...
I screwed it up already.
Don't get caught. And that is Ali messing with the intro.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I've ruined everything.
You can pay your penance by explaining what this podcast is about.
So this podcast is nominally about the musical stylings of REM, a band that sadly no longer exists. I mean, sadly. I mean, it's probably good that they, you know, quit while they were somewhat ahead. I'm rambling. Back to you, Lynn. This is why you'd normally do this bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's accurate.
And where have we got to now?
Yeah, so we're working gradually through the REM musical catalogue, discography, whatever they're called. And we've made it to Reckoning, their second full-length album. We're on Second Guessing, which is track... 7?
I didn't bother to look,
6?
So I'll take your word for it.
I think it's 6. I think it's track 6.
Oh, no.
So sorry about that. I've ruined it.
It's,
no one will ever respect us or our opinions ever again.
Because we're working on the assumption that they did up to this point.
That's right. I was assuming that there was nothing but respect up to this point.
Respect, or, you know, maybe even so much as a veneration.
Yes. I'm assuming that's the case.
Respect, veneration, reverence, awe, all of those things.
All of the above. So we have started, wait for this segue. I'm hyping up this not great segue.
Baited breath.
That I just
baited
come up
breath.
With.
I mean, you can't hear it because it's baited, but.
There you go. So we've started with nonsense, but this song starts with silence, briefly.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yep. Do all songs start with silence, or does it not start? Is that the start of the song? I guess that's the start of the track.
Yes.
I guess this would have been the start of side 2 back on the LP.
Yes, the analog format.
Then it's straight in, this song.
Yes.
With a drum attack.
Yes, and guitar attack, and just everything.
It's just throwing it all out there.
Yes, everything.
With an almost, like, sort of pop-punk sensibility. It's short as well, it's less than 3 minutes. That's punk.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least pop. If it's is it only punk if it's less than 2 minutes?
I think it helps your punk credentials to be like less than 2 minutes, but yeah, it's both of those things. I would say probably leans more towards the poppy side, but it's definitely got a lot of energy. I wouldn't say it's super aggressive in terms of the vocals, but like. Instrumentally, there's definitely some attack there, but it's not thrashy or anything. Mm. And it's at quite a pace as well.
Yeah. What else was I going to say about this? Check my notes.
Yeah, I didn't have a ton to say about this. I have to say, I quite like it, but it's quite slight. I mean, partly it's short, but
yeah, that, I think I've written down pretty much the same thing. There's not a lot of variation in it. It's like a short verse and a short chorus, and then it's just like done.
Yeah, there's not even, because most of their songs have some kind of like bridgey bit where it kind of goes a little bit kind of weird and different for a bit. But this really, I don't think I really noticed one. I mean, sort of about a minute and 20 in, it kind of like starts over again. Like it kind of like the instruments kind of like back off and then they come back in. So it's almost like a re-intro. But other than that, it's pretty much like the same thing repeated. I mean, it's good. I mean, I had a slightly pretentious note. I would say it's almost like it's a little espresso shot of a song.
Ooh,
after.
Yeah, that is accurate and pretentious.
Great, that is what I aim for. Yeah, because we've had a slower song with Time After Time, So this is, and it's, I guess, especially if you're thinking of the old format and it's an LP and turning it over and you're starting a new side, it's kind of nice to start off with some energy and pace. I keep repeating myself, but that's apt because that's what the song does. Aha!
Another beautiful, that wasn't really a segue, another beautiful thing.
Piece it's of
a beautiful
podcasting.
Thing. Yes.
Definitely. Lyrically, is there anything to say about this, Lynn?
I'm tired of second guessing. Blah 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 blah. Here we are is another one, is it?
No, this is this song. Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. Right. They're all merging into one.
There is a bit where it says, "What will be your look this season? Who will be your book this season?" I have no idea what that means.
So it's fast, it's samey, it gets itself over, it's just like fast fashion.
Maybe
it's all appropriate.
Did they predict fast fashion and its detrimental nature to the environment?
Yes,
I think they did.
I think they
everyone
did.
Says so.
Well, in future albums, we move on to some songs with explicitly environmental themes.
Mm.
So here they are, prefacing that.
Definitely predicting fast fashion and its the problems inherent.
It was the '80s.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically, I want to say Xavi, that Spanish fast fashion brand, was in the process of developing. Like, I think it was around for a long time, but I don't know whether it, like, they'd hit on their now famous business model by then. Who knows? I think I am so far out of my depth that I can't even I can't even see the side of the pool anymore. What? Oh no, just water. Uh-oh. I don't really know what it's getting at. At all.
Me neither.
Like, I'm not even second-guessing the meaning of this song. Aha.
Oh, nice. I liked it.
Because I don't really have a clue to begin with.
In the spirit of this song, should we move on and just finish up this podcast?
Excellent. Yes, great idea.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's a fun song. That's fun. And fine. It's solid.
Yeah.
It continues this album's tradition of not having bad songs on it.
It does. Did we continue our tradition of not having bad Gentlemen Don't Get Caught episodes?
I'm not sure we started that tradition.
That is up to you, listeners.
Well, regardless of that, thanks for coming along on this ride, and we will see you for the next episode, Letter Never Sent, where I'm pretty certain we'll have quite a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye.
Turn on narrator. Toggle switch on.
GDGCpodcast@gmail.com.
I can imagine it wouldn't have helped.